From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with the Ben Winkleman Trio. Ben is a pianist originally from Melbourne in Victoria, Australia. In 2010, he relocated to New York to become part of the Big Apple's modern jazz scene. We'll turn to his 2015 OA2 Records album, The Knife, and he's joined by Sam Anning on bass and Eric Dubb on drums. Plenty of Latin jazz influence on these tracks, including this piece. It's the Spanish word for download, descarga.
Thank you.
From the Chicago area, a quartet fronted by John Wojciechowski on sax, with Ryan Cohen piano, Dennis Carroll bass, and Dana Hall drums, The Listener from their 2015 Origin Records release, Focus. Before that, from 1960, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, from their Blue Note release, Like Someone in Love. Art Blakey, of course, on drums, Lee Morgan trumpet, Wayne Shorter sax, Bobby Timmons piano, and Jimmy Merritt bass. We heard a Wayne Shorter composition, Noise in the Attic. And we began the set with another project from 2015 from the Ben Winkleman Trio, Descarga from The Knife. We'll begin this set with the Bob Mincer Big Band. Bob Mincer is probably best known as the longtime sax player in the Yellow Jackets, but from time to time he has released albums in a modern big band setting. We'll go back to 1995 for the DMP Records release Train. As the title suggests, it is a fitting tribute to John Coltrane, pieces either composed by the iconic sax player or standards made famous by him during his career. We'll listen to one of the former, a John Coltrane original, Impressions.
Thank you. I won't dance, please don't ask me. I won't dance, monsieur, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they want to do. You know what? You're lovely. Ring-a-ding-ding, so lovely. But oh, what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor. When we dance, you're charming and you're gentle. Especially when we do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos. And that's why I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. How could I? I won't dance, merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. But if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.
That's one from flutist Andrea Brackfeld. Andrea is best known for incorporating elements of Latin and world music into her playing. She's been performing on the flute since she was 10 years old. During her high school and college years, Andrea had the privilege of studying with such icons as Yusef Lateef, Hubert Laws, Jimmy Heath, and George Coleman, just to name a few. She's been active on the jazz scene off and on since the mid-70s, taking a considerable amount of time off to raise a family. We listen to a track from her 2015 Jazz Heads release, the album Lotus Blossom. We heard the title track, the Billy Strayhorn classic. And she was backed by Bill O'Connell on piano, Rufus Reed bass, and Winard Harper on drums. Before that, another Australian jazz performer on this edition of the program. Earlier we heard from pianist Ben Winkleman. This time it was pianist and singer Sarah McKenzie. And she traveled to New York City in 2013 to study, and while there she also recorded this fine project, the album We Could Be Lovers. And she is backed by the likes of Warren Wolf on vibes, Troy Roberts on tenor sax, Yosvani Terry, alto sax, Ingrid Jensen, trumpet, Hugh Stuckey, guitar, Alex Bonham, bass, and Marco Villari on drums. It's a mix of Sarah McKenzie originals and standards. We heard one of the latter, I Won't Dance. She has since returned to Australia and has toured extensively to promote this release. And we began the set with the Bob Mincer Big Band and their take on John Coltrane's Impressions from their album, Train. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We'll go back to the late 50s for the opening track of our final set of the hour as we turn to trombonist Benny Green and a compilation of some of his work from that time frame, the album Come Sunrise, The Boy's Night Out, taking selections from classic albums like Soul Stirrin', Back on the Scene, and Walkin' and Talkin'. Here he's joined by Eddie Williams on tenor sax, Gildo Mahones, piano, George Tucker, bass, and Al Dreers on drums. This Love of Mine.
Ha 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 ha
somebody just to hold you. And had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I wanted you to hear me say we'll be together every day. To get you into my life, got to get you into my life. What can I do? What can I be? When I'm with you, I want to stay there. And if I do, I'll never leave. And if I do, I know the way there. Then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you that I need you every single day of my life? Got to get you into my life. Got to get you into my life.
That's a quintet from Italy, fronted by pianist Giulia Facco, the Giulia Facco Fivetet, with Mirko Cicilino, trumpet, Davide Tardozzi, guitar, Riccardo Da Vinci, bass, and Enrico Smedirle on drums. From their 2015 release, Prophecy, many of the tracks are tributes to jazz icons of the past, including the piece we heard, a tribute to Miles Davis, Miles Away. Before that, vocalist, pianist, and actress Christy Barron, a Pittsburgh native. She's resided in New York City for many years. We went back to 1997 for her debut album for the Chesky label, the album I Thought About You, a collection of jazz and pop standards, and she was backed on the release by George Young on sax, Cliff Corman piano, David Fink bass, and Peyton Crosley on drums. We heard the opening track, Got to Get You Into My Life. And we began the set with Benny Green on trombone, going back to the late 50s for This Love of Mine, originally appearing on the album Walkin' and Talkin'. You can also find it on a compilation of some of Benny's classic work, Come Sunrise, The Boys' Night Out. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this hour of jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for joining me. I hope you enjoyed my selections. A reminder, if you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And the blog and website, where you'll find much more info about the show and also streaming audio of this and previous episodes, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And this is program number 1531. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.